Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Mlaleli ngivumele ngikulochisa namhlanje si okulochisa ngo Pastor Lindiwe Mamabolo. Mlaleli bengibawa wanyana sikhulume ngamandla njengoba sisenyangeni le la sigidinga khona e Good Friday. Mlaleli ngiyazi bengana sesigidingile begodi sijabulile sihlangane nendwe eziningi sidle into eziningi safunzwa ngokosimoya mlaleli. Kodwa na ngibawa sikhulume ngendaba nasi ngombana kaningi nasidlula esikhathini saka Good Friday sikhumbula uthando lukaZimu, sikhumbula izinto uJesu asenzele zona esiphambanweni, kodwana sikhohlwa indima emdeli idlale ngithi. Mina nawe sinendima mlaleli, kunendima, kunesizathu sokubana uZimu athumele ngendodana yakhe yodwa. Ngamanye amagama, there is a reason mlaleli for the death and the resurrection of Christ mlaleli. Yazi ifana nomuntu obotshiweko etronkweni, nasiya siyombhehela namkha mhlawumbe umlando wakhe usulwa, asifuni umuntu lo ahlale ngkhaya ahlala azifihlile ahlala ahleza ngenzi lito. Sifuna aqhubeke ngamabhudango wakhe, sifuna afezakalise indwe ezithile empilweni yakhe, sifuna afinyelele indwe ezithile empilweni yakhe. Nami nawe ukufa kwaJesu nokuvuka kwakhe kusiphamandla abanyana siphile ipilwe ethize mlaleli, kusiphamandla abanyana senze indwe ezithize, sifinyelele lakade singafinyeleli khona, lakade sibhalelwa khona sithole amandla. That is the essence of mlaleli, the death and the resurrection of Christ. Yebo sigidingile ukufa kwakhe, yebo sakhuluma nge Palm Sunday lapha, sakhuluma ngamandla atholakala esiphambanweni mlaleli, kodwana uJesu yakhe indima uyenzile. Mina nawe sinendima emcele siyenze. Incwadi ethi siyithola lapha encwadini ka Exodus mlaleli, indima ngu-14, Exodus chapter 14, iverse lapho mlaleli nguverse number 15. Ikhuluma indaba emnandi khulu lapho mlaleli, ikhuluma indaba enamandla khulu lapho mlaleli, beyikhuluma ngabantwana baka-Israyeli nakade baphuma eGibhithe mlaleli. These were the children of God nabaphuma eGibhithe mlaleli, after iminyaka eminingi yokuhlukunyezwa mlaleli, lakade khona barojwa imiholo, baberegela ize mlaleli, ipilo ingasimnandi, bahlukumezekile physically nanangokomkhumbulo mlaleli, bebatloriswa benganando emnandi eGibhithe mlaleli, bebaphethwe kumbi mlaleli. Nasikhuluma ngefairness, nasikhuluma ngejustice mlaleli, bathe kunesisikhathi lala kade bazala abantwana babesana, iNkosi yathi bulalana besana abantu ababathoma ukunaba khulu bababaningi khulu, bazosibhalela bazosihlula, bulalana abantwana babo babesana mlaleli. I-Israel beyitlhaga eGibhithe endaweni yokugcila mlaleli, yazini bebahlukunyezwa. Now lalela ke, uZimu wathumela umushe ukuthi khambe uyowasindisa abantu abaphume, ngombana ngisizile isililo sabo. Ngamanye amagama mlaleli, uZimu nawulila kuyakuzwa, uthi ngizwile incomplaini zabo, ngibonile inyembezi zabo, ngabezwa nakade balila, yeke ngithewukile banyana ngibakhulule. Mara wenzani? Uthumela umushe lapha bonyana ayokhipha abantu aba endaweni leyo yokugqila. Now mlaleli lalela ke, before bangaphuma endaweni leyo yokutloriswa le bathi iGibhithe, iBhayibheli yasitshela lapho bonyana kwenzakala umsebenzi. UJesu uZimu lathi kibo, bulalani into kanje, hlabani inilwane lapho, nithathe igazeli nilisimire emnyangweni yendlu zenu, nithathe the blood nisimire kuma doorpost emnyangweni, nitshatshe igazeli ukuze ingilozi lokufa nalifika kula lidlule izindlu lezi ezinegazi. Mlaleli, I'm telling you, there's power in the blood. Yazi kunamandla amakhulu, amandla amaningi siwatholako. Mamandla la sirhelebha bonyana siphole, noma kade sigula sihlukunyezwa kugula, mara nasingena ngaphakathi kwegazi likaJesu, la kunganakugula khona sithola ukuphola, la kunganankinga khona sithola ukuthula mlaleli, sithola ukuphumula komphefumulo nakwengqondo mlaleli. Mlaleli, there's power in the blood. Manje-ke angifuni bonyana sicale bonyana igazi lisenzeleni, ngifuna nathi sicale bonyana njengoba asikhululile kumele senzini na mlaleli. Ngombani ungahlala esiphambanweni ukarezi mibere kuzima yenzileko ngokufa kukaJesu, kodwa ungazuzi into afuna bonyana uzuze. Zikhona into uzima afuna bonyana uzuze mlaleli, zikhona izinto uzima afuna bonyana uzithole njengoba umntwana kaZimu umlaleli ukholwa kuZimu bayana wathumela indoda yakhe eyodwa ukuthi isifele ukuze mina nawe sibe nophilo obunaphakathi. Now lalela mlaleli. Manje ke baphiwa imilayezo lapho ukuthi yenzani nje, thathani igazi nichache eminyangweni yenu, thathani uburotho ningatheli east nidle for amalanga thize, phela ba preparela ukuphuma endaweni yokugcila. Mlaleli indawo leye igibhide lakade batlhoriswa khona semalanga sebabala amalanga bazokukhamba. Ngikhuluma ngabantu abaneminyaka decades and decades centuries mlaleli bahlezi endaweni yobugqila. MaRuzimu uthini uthi namhlanje niyaphuma kule ndawo. Nawo mlaleli naka ngambala uFaro nakatacinisa ihliziyo angafuna ubakhulula uZimu wathini wathi hey Mushe khamba ngitshela umlobe akhulula abantu bami mara acinisa ihliziyo uFaro mlaleli ayenzani uMusha ayenza ama ayenza inapha demonstration of God's power lapha ayenzani ayenza ama miracles mlaleli ayenzani akhombisa amandla kaZimu lo mthumileko wathumela mlaleli indethe zadla lapha insimini ze Gibhida wachange amanzi mlaleli amanzi afana negazi wayenza into eziningi kodwa na uFaro bayacinisa ihliziyo mlaleli lokho kungitshela abonyana isitha sicinisa ihliziyo abonyana uhlale uthoriswa. Isitha ngeke sakulisa lula. Isitha sijabuli na ujabulileko, asijabuli na kumnandi emtchadweni, asijabuli abantwana nabaphumelelako. Isitha sikarwa nasihlukumezako, nasigandelelako ungaphasi go kwetloriso yakhe. Isitha sifuna njalo mlaleli ube ngaphasi kwakhe ukhothamele yena ungakwazi ukudumisa uZimu ungakwazi ukukhumbula ngoZimu. Now mlaleli uthena akasaperform ama miracles uMushe akhombisa abanyana ngambala uZimu omthumileyo nguZimu ophilako nguZimu ofuna ukukhulula abantu bakhe. UFaro wacinisa ihliziyo mara nasi esinye mlaleli isibonakaliso namkha idemonstration yamandla uZimu ayiperformileko wathi kuMushe tshela umuntu lokuthi nangaba akakhulule abantu bami ngizokubulala mlaleli ama firstborn wonke ama firstborn wabantu nowenilwane. Enye nenye into esilwa e firstborn whether izalwe ma Egyptians namkha zinilwane zabo ngizozibulala zonke ngombana yini uIsrayeli firstborn yam nangafuni ngezibulo lam nami ngizokubulala lakhe. Mlaleli uZimu uyasithanda. UZimu ufuna simkhonze. UZimu will go to any length mlaleli ukusikhulula sikwazi simkhonze. Cala uthi Faro na ungafuni ngabantu bami ngizokubulala your legacy. Phela i-firstborn mlaleli now yikosi now usuka ngiyomdihlala esitulweni manje ngizokubulala ubukhosi bakho na ungafuni ngabantu bami. Mlaleli uyathandwa man. UZimu uyakuthanda mlaleli and he is prepared ukuthi angayenza inani ukuze akhulule ukwazi ukumberekela ukwazi ukumdumisa ukwazi ukumphakamisa. Phela sazalwela abanyana sikwazi ukuberekela uZimu sikwazi ukumdumisa mlaleli. Now uFaro nakucinisa ihliziyo mlaleli ngambala inge lozi lokufa lafika endaweni laenzani labhubhisa all the firstborns of the Egyptians na labulala bonke zonke mlaleli bathini amazibulo wabantu beGibhide nelilwane zakhona wabhubhisa konke uZimu. Mlaleli uFaro wathuka ke wathi kambani phumane na genethu. Mlaleli ngesinye isikhathi cala msi nakade ayenza ama locust achange amanzi ngathana wa change lokho mara yakukhomba abanyana mlaleli the devil is persistent. USathane mlaleli uyaphikelela. USathane unekani yeke nathi mdele mlaleli sibe nekani ekholweni lethu. We must mlaleli sibe persistent in faith singalahli themba ngoba isitha silahli themba mlaleli. Now mlaleli nasindaba emnandi iBhayibheli ithi ngambala before bakhamba uZimu watshela uMusha wathi Mushe tshela abantu aba babawe isilver negolide nempahla bangaphuma enaheni le bangakaphathi litho. Awu mlaleli uZimu ngiyamthanda akafuni bonyana wena uphume ungakaphathanga litho. Mlaleli awu akafuni bonyana wena uphume ngoba iBhayibheli ithi the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. Ngamanye amagama ilifa umnono wesitha ubekelwe abantwana bakaZimu. So wathi khambani yobatshela abanye baniphe igolide baniphe nesilver baniphe nempahla. Ngambala mlaleli abantwana baka-Israyeli babawa ama-Egyptians abapha konke sikhuluma laba ngo Exodus chapter 12 indima ngo 35:36. Uzimo wenza bayana abantu ababe igipi ebegibhide labacala ama-Israyeli babe nomhawu phezu kwabo babanikele yonke into ekade bayifuna. Ngihamba la babanikela ke baphuma enaheni le yegibhide mlaleli. Bathe basakuhamba mlaleli uFaro wacabanga ukuthi mara senzeni. Musisikhulula abantu laba sizokuberegelwa bobani, sizokuthlorisa bobani. Mlaleli sida sithanda ukudlala ngempilo zabantu. IBhayibheli ithi uZimu wacinisa ihliziyo kaFaro obanyana abalandele mva. Wathi kuMoshe, suka lapho biyelana emuva niyokuhlala enaheni. And then-ke umlayezo na ufika kuma-Egipita bazothi nilahlekile, bazothi anazi ukuthi niyaphi, bazonilandelela. Ngambala mlaleli kani uFaro namabutho wakhe bawela ngaphakathi kwetrebhe kaZimu. Beyihlolwe nguZimu, beyihlele nguZimu. Awu mlaleli, kunezinto ezinye ezihlelwa nguZimu, kunezinye izinto ezenziwa nguZimu mlaleli, ezidalwa nguZimu qobo lakhe. Ufuna ukukhombisa his glory and his power. Now ngambala uFaro uthena kezwa kwabanyana ama-Israyeli ale enaheni akazi banyana aya phambili namkhemva, bacabanga ukuthi asibalandeleni, bathatha lonke ibutho legibhida, the chariots zonke mlaleli, bathatha ama-horsemen, bathatha laba bakuhambe ngenyawo, ibutho lonke legibhida laphuma lithi lilandelela abantwana bakaZimu. Mlaleli, listen to this. Bathi nabafika kibo abantwana bakaZimu bathi nabacala ibutho legibhide liza ngemva kwabo, nabacala phambili babona the sea, nabacala emacadi babona iindaba zibazongezele zi around about them. IBhayibheli ithi bathukwa balila. Bathi Mushe, kani benginganamathuna na eGibhithe usiletha la sokufela enaheni na? Sakutshela sathi silisa siberegela abantu abacala nje sokufa siyoba ziintumbu la enaheni la. Uthe uMoshe asalilela kuZimu, uZimu wathi ulilelani kimi? Awu mlaleli, mlaleli, amandla wegazi, igazi liphalakile, ulilelani kimi? The blood has been shed, ulilelani kimi? Awu mlaleli, angithi that blood leyo kade bayichacha emnyango beyisymbolize the blood of the lamb, which is the blood of Jesus. Awu mlaleli, uyayizwa na? Igazi lela kade lenilwane kade balichacha emnyango, la emnyango mlaleli belifana negazi likaJesu, beli represent the blood of Jesus, which is the blood of deliverance. Mlaleli, ligazi mlaleli lokwenza eli restore ako mlaleli okhunye nokhunye kwebeyisitha. Awu mlaleli, liyabuyisela, liyaphindisela mlaleli. Nangabe uwebile usathane uwebe injabulo namkha imali namkha ukuphola kwakho mlaleli, ukulethela ugula, the blood is able to restore and to recover that which the devil has stolen. Awu mlaleli, uyayizwa na? Nawu mlaleli, lalela-ke nasi indaba yethu la Exodus 14 verse 15. Ithi lapha kuverse 15 uZimu uthi kuye, ulilelani kimi? Tshela ibutho le-Israyeli bonyana liye phambili. Awu, tshela abantu be-Israyeli bonyana baye phambili. Ngamanye amagama, they must move forward. Namhlanje ngithanda ukuthi kuwe umuntu omutsha, ngithi uZimu uthi move forward. Njengoba igazi laphalaka uJesu wavuka, uZimu uthi namhlanje move forward. Uthi ya phambili. Yaphambili ngemfundo zakho, yaphambili emtshadweni, yaphambili ngokukhulisa abantwana, yaphambili ngokwakha umuzi, yaphambili ngokwakha ibandla, yaphambili ngokwakha ibhizinisi. UZimu uthi move forward. Uthi ulilelani? Ngombana the blood has been shed mlaleli. Jesus has risen from the dead mlaleli. Yeke ungalili njengomuntu osetrongweni phela uphumile. Nawu phakama uye phambili. Masukucala isitha, cala uZimu uye phambili. Mlaleli, ngivala namhlanje ngiba ukubuza bonyana, ngabe uyazi bonyana igazi liwenzeleni na? Ngabe uyazi bonyana ukufa nokuvuka kwaKristu kuwenzeleni na? Kukuphe amandla kuze bonyana kuzokukhonisa ukuze wenze lokhu ungakade ungakwazi ukukwenza. La kade ungafinyeleli khona, igazi lizile bonyana lizokufinyelelisa. La kade ungaphumeleli khona, igazi lizile bonyana wena uye phambili. La kade mlaleli bathi uphelelwe, namhlanje ngamandla asegazini lemvana enguJesu Kristu iya phambili. Ngivala mlaleli ngivumele ngikuphithuba mhlawumbe umlaleli nje awukasindiswa awazi bayena ungenzani bayena uyephambili into yokuthoma mdilo uyenze amukele uJesu njengomsindisi wakho nawuqeda ukumamukele funa ibandla la uzokufundiswa khona ilizwi thandaza nami umthandazo naku nangabe ufuna ukwamukela uJesu njengomsindisi wakho ithi dear heavenly father namhlanje ngiyakwamukela njengomsindisi wami ngithethelele izono zami bhala igama lami encwadini yokuphila. Ngiyabonga Jesu ngokungisindisa. Amen and amen. Mlaleli othandazwe umthandazo lo sekulula funa ibandla la uzokhonza khona. Ufana nesana elitsha lisanda kuzalwa udinga ilizwi ibisi lelizwi mlaleli ukuze ukwazi ukukhula uzima kuchudubaze. Amen and amen.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love. On 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.